High school basketball is on the air on Hastings Link to local sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio. We begin each game day with In the Paint, brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Call 469-8551 or visit them on the web at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Now let's go courtside for tonight's game.
And good afternoon. Welcome to high school basketball this afternoon here on 1230 KHAS. We're in Holdridge tonight as Hastings High gets set to take on the Holdridge Dusters in a girls-boys basketball doubleheader. With Hastings High girls head coach Greg Mays and coach 0-2 out of the chutes. But one of those ball games, you face the state's number one ranked team in Seward. So kind of a tough opener for you.
Yeah, that's not a very good scheduling job. That was win 76 in a row for them. Really, you know, I don't know what you can say about a 38-point loss, except that we were probably more competitive than we have been in the past. You know, we saw some good things about from some young girls. Still, their press turned us over way too much, and they just did Seward things. I mean, they got all kinds of 5'8", 5'9" girls running around who can run the floor and hit the three. So, you know, they're a tough opener. We thought we should have been a little bit more competitive against North Platte. A little more disappointed in that one.
Yeah, you opened with Seward the past couple of years, and I'll tell you what, at least it's a good measuring stick for you.
Yeah, it is, and we always tell them, well, you know, we don't like seeing you at the beginning, but we'd love to see you at the end because we know where you'll be. And so, you know, we always kind of say, well, you know, that's kind of the level you got to get to. What are you going to do in practice? What are you going to do in the rest of these games to try to get closer to that level?
Second ball game, you lose to North Platte 43-32. Talk about that ball game.
Well, we were headed to halftime. It was a game we thought we needed to get in and be competitive in, and we were. Had a really poor third quarter, and some of that was we had tricked them a little in the first half, you know, and you can only trick people for so long in athletics, then you got to beat them. And we had switched between man and a zone they hadn't seen us run before, and threw them off offensively. And then when they came out in the third quarter and adjusted to the trick a little bit, we didn't just man up and play them. And we gave up, you know. It's okay, one girl hits a couple shots on you, but then, you know, we ought to get her covered up. And instead, we let her hit shot three and shot four and kind of buried us a little bit. And that's where we got in trouble.
Let's talk about your basketball team for this year.
Well, we're inexperienced, which is a little scary because we haven't been real successful. Only starter back is Zoe Mays. And she's going to have to carry a good chunk of scoring load for us. And really, that's probably what we were missing at North Platte. She went to the hole and went to the hole hard, which is kind of her thing. But, you know, she got 9 free throws, but she didn't convert any of the shots. You know, didn't score from the field and didn't adjust. You know, she didn't pull up and hit the 10-foot jumper, which we think she can. So we're hoping she'll have a better game tonight. Beyond that, you know, the other girls we've got, and we're playing right now 6, and we're kind of looking for who's going to be number 7 and 8. You know, probably the change is, probably this is the year that our girls that are playing the most were the hardest workers in the off season. You know, and that's just not always the case. You'd like to say that's always the case, but sometimes you just have more talented girls who are much better players, and the hard workers can't catch up with them. This year, you know, these are the girls who were there in June getting the job done. We got Mel Nagy starting at the point, and a year ago in JV games, I would have said, no, she can't play the varsity point. But in June, she did the job, and she made herself a better point guard, and she's still a work in progress. But she's also improved her shot a lot, so she gives us a little bit more of a scoring threat out there. Then we got Marika Van Brocklin playing the other guard spot for us, and she totally overhauled her shot this year. And it's still a little different. She, to some extent, shoots like a cross-country runner, but she put in 3 threes the other day. You know, so it's not the most conventional shot, but she's worked to make sure her legs are involved, to make sure it's consistent. And you know, she's about 5'8", 5'9", so she can get the shot off against other people. So we like her there. And then Britton Thomas inside is 6'2", 6'3", post player that we've really needed, you know. And Britt's slightly built and not real strong, but she's really worked hard to overcome that, and she's worked hard at developing some back-to-the-basket moves. You know, the one thing about Britt, she's athletic and can move on the floor, so we've gone with kind of a hook shot as her go-to move, which is, you know, a little more complicated than sometimes you go with, but that's what she's good at. She's good at being athletic. And she's really embraced it. And we told her, you know, she needs to take 10,000 of those for it to become a habit. And we're about 2,200 into that. But she scored 9 points the other day with her back to the basket. So that's a big addition for us. Then the other spot, we're kind of still feeling it out. We got Paige Kennedy, Maddie Stokes, Bailey Petzold. They all are kind of inside-outside players. They all bring different strengths and weaknesses. And right now that spot's been kind of revolving a little bit.
Still doing the same sort of things that we have in the past?
Yeah, a little bit. We've adjusted defensively a little bit. We're probably not running our all-out pressure deny man-to-man as much because we're one of the few teams in the state that has a 6'3" girl guarding the basket. So we're playing a little more conservatively and making sure she can always stay back there. And she's a great shot blocker, and she's done a good job at not getting in foul trouble so far. Going to be a challenge tonight. But so we've kind of built our defense from the inside out instead of from the pressure back in. Offensively, we're doing a lot of the same things. We like motion. We want all five girls moving. We still want to get the ball into the post. And like I said, we're having a little more success there. And then we like to, once we get people moving, take advantage of them on the dribble. And so, yeah, a lot of the same things.
Well, obviously, after just two games, it's still a work in progress like a lot of teams are right now.
Yeah, very, very much so, and maybe more so than in the past. You know, again, we got a lot of girls who are out on the varsity floor for the first time, and so they're still feeling their way out there. But so far, we've had some good signs of getting some good things done.
Okay, we'll take a break and come back. You're listening to the pregame show tonight on 1230 KHS.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
Back with Hastings High girls basketball coach Greg Mays. Hastings High on the road tonight here in Holdridge to take on the Holdridge Dusters. Coach, is a team that played Adams Central last week, was able to beat the Patriots. What do you know about this team?
Well, you know, the first thing I know about them is that they're Holdridge, and that means they're going to defend hard and defend physical. They're going to defend everywhere, and that if you don't match up with them physically, all the rest of the game is just over. It doesn't matter. Coach Benjamin has an amazing program going here, and he has girls to really buy into it. So we're expecting to get pressed 94 feet on the end when they get the ball. You know, we're glad Paige Hastie's graduated and moved on to Doan, but they've got a new big post player in there, and she knows how to use her body to get position. So that's going to be a challenge for Britton to stay out of foul trouble tonight.
Chelsea Morton was a girl who led the Dusters last week against Adams Central. Obviously, they got some people that can put some points on the scoreboard.
Yeah, they do, and Chelsea really makes things happen. She's about 5'8", 5'9", can handle the ball, can post you up if you put somebody on her to stop her handling the ball. She can just do a lot of things. She's their number one defender, too. You know, she's a great player. She was a key part of the great teams they've had. So, yeah, she's kind of the spark that makes everything go. And then, you know enough about Holdridge. They got some new people in, but they'll get out on that wing, and when you help off on Chelsea, they're going to knock down the three and hurt you because they just are very good at that, and they're very good at knowing where their shooting threats are.
So obviously, just taking care of the basketball is one of the goals here tonight for Hastings and to maximize every possession that you have.
Yeah, you know, a game we can win tonight is a game where they score 40, 42, 44 points. If our offense is giving them 10, 12, 14 points, we're not going to hold them to 40, 44 points. So we can't have turnovers that turn into layups. We've got to be patient and strong with our passes, and you know, we've got to be smart. Sometimes you get in a bad situation, it's better to have a turnover where the whistle blows and you can go play defense than it is to throw the ball away in a panic and turn into a layup. And sometimes that's an experience issue. So I hope our young girls are ready to make those decisions.
All right, good luck.
Thank you.
Greg Mays, head coach for Hastings High. Stick around. We've got the starting lineups and the play-by-play description coming up next. Hastings and Holdridge tonight on 1230 KHAS.
In the Paint has been brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Call 469-8551 or visit them on the web at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Stay tuned. High school basketball is up next on Hastings Link to High School Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance.
If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
High school basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
And good evening. Welcome to Holdridge High School as we get you sent for high school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS. The Hastings High Tigers on the road here tonight to take on Holdridge in a girls-boys basketball doubleheader. I'm Mike Well. I'll call the play-by-play for you tonight. The girls' game is up first. Hastings High coming in, a record of no wins and two losses on this season under head coach Greg Mays. Here in our pregame show, Hastings opened up with a number one-ranked team in Class B. And boy, the three-time defending national, or not national champion, but state champion in Class B in Seward. Tough way to open up the season, and the Jays hammered Hastings pretty well. It's 62-24 in the season opener. And Hastings took on North Platte, a home ball game, and lost to the Platters by the score of 43-32. So the Tigers having some problems scoring here on offense. They begin the season averaging 28 points per ball game after two contests, giving up 52.5 on the defensive end. Leading scorer for Hastings High coming into the basketball game here tonight is going to be a Britton Thomas, a post player we talked about in the pregame show, averaging about 5.5 points per ball game and 6 rebounds per game. And then Zoe Mays, another girl, is going to carry most of the scoring load for the Tigers here this season. Mays is averaging 5.5 points and 8 rebounds per contest. Holdridge opened up the season last week with that win over Adams Central. They beat the Patriots by the score of 46-30. This is a team last year that went 24-3, but they graduated a lot of firepower off of that squad. And the leading scorer last week was Chelsea Morton. She scored 16 points and grabbed 7 rebounds for the Dusters in that ball game against the Patriots. Also scoring was Rachel Jeldon. She had 7 points and 6 rebounds. Also had 3 steals in the season-opening win over Adams Central. So it's Holdridge and Hastings High tonight in the girls' ball game. The boys' game will go at 7:45 tonight here in Holdridge. This is actually the second full weekend of the high school basketball season across the state of Nebraska. The other area teams, or the other city teams, also in action tonight. Centura is playing out at Adams Central against the Patriots in a girls-boys basketball doubleheader. That ball game is already underway. In fact, that twin bill underway on ESPN 1550 KICS tonight. The St. Cecilia Blue Hawks and the Hawkettes are on the road tonight as they are playing at Donovan Trumbull. That doubleheader is also underway. Hopefully we'll get you some scores throughout the night here tonight on 1230 KHIS. So we've got the Tigers here tonight. Boys-girls basketball doubleheaders sneaking up on the tip-off of the girls' game here tonight. From Holdridge High School, we'll take a one-minute timeout. We'll come back and check the starting lineups as we continue on 1230 KHAS.
Are you ready to switch to a bank whose top priority is customer service?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service is all about.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a rewarding interest rate, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank, member FDIC.
I'm sick and tired of every bar in town calling themselves a sports bar. Just because the word sports is in their name and they put up a couple jerseys doesn't make you a sports bar. No. That's why I made the real sports bar checklist. First, do they have a large selection of beers, drafts, and mixed drinks? Over. Do they serve hot wings and other sports-related food? Over. Are there a buttload of HD TVs that play only sports? Over. Last of all, stand up and yell. Did the crowd cheer with you? When you're looking for a real sports sportswear, head to the Bullseye, West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS in Holdridge as the Dusters get set to take on the Hastings High Tigers here tonight. Your starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. So the Holdridge Dusters will go this way here tonight. Again, the record of one win, no loss under head coach Trent Benjamin. They will go with Jenna Gillespie, who's a 5'3" freshman. Gillespie scored 2 points in the ball game last week against Adams Central. Also getting a start will be Chelsea Morton, who's a 5'8" senior. Morton scored 16 points and 7 rebounds per game a week ago. Erica Stoles is a 5'6" senior. Stoles is averaging 5 points and 2 rebounds per game. Juliana Burr is a 5'6" sophomore. She is averaging 2 points and 2 rebounds per game. And Rachel Jeldon, who's a 5'11" sophomore. Jeldon is averaging 7 points and 6 rebounds per ball game. We'll check the starters here for Hastings High in just a couple of minutes. Right now, the playing of the national anthem as we get set for basketball tonight. Hastings and Holdridge on 1230 KHAS. We gave you the starters for Holdridge. Here's what Hastings High has got cooking here tonight. In their starting lap, it'll be Melanie Nagy, who's a 5'3" junior. Nagy averaging 4 points per ball game through the first two for head coach Greg Mays. You've got Marika Van Brocklin, who's a 5'6" sophomore. Van Brocklin has scored 9 points in the two ball games thus far for the Tigers. Zoe Mays, a 5'8" senior, averaging 5.5 points and 8 rebounds per game. Maddie Stokes also getting a start tonight for Hastings High. Stokes, a 5'8" sophomore. Stokes on the season averaging 2 points per ball game. And then Britton Thomas, a 6'3" senior. Thomas adding a little size inside for the Tigers here for the season. Thomas averaging 5.5 points and 6 rebounds per ball game. So Hastings High dressed in their black jerseys, trimmed and lettered in the orange here tonight with Nagy, also Van Brocklin, Mays, Stokes, and Thomas in the starting lineup. Here tonight, the Holdridge Dusters dressed in their white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the gold and the purple here tonight. They'll go with Gillespie, also Stoles and Burr, along with Jeldon in the ballgame here tonight for their head coach in Trent Benjamin. Your signing lineups are brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank, now with 3 locations in Hastings. They're at 2815 Osborne Drive West at 320 South Burlington and at 322 North St. Joe. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC. So Hastings and Holdridge here tonight, a girls-boys basketball doubleheader here this evening as the Hastings High Tigers trying to get in the win column here for the first time this season. Playing 2 ball games last week against Seward and North Platte. Holdridge had just 1 ball game. That was against Adams Central a week ago tonight, losing to the Patriots by 16 points. They've got a very successful program here for the Dusters. They were 24-3 a year ago, really been a staple down at the Girls State High School basketball tournament down in Lincoln for the past several years. So we'll see what head coach Trent Benjamin has in store for the 2011-2012 season as they lost a lot of firepower off of that team from a year ago. So we're set to go. Hastings High will shoot to our basket to our right here tonight. And Britton Thomas will step into the center circle for Hastings High. She is at 6'3". So Thomas will step into the center circle here to jump things off for Hastings High. It'll be Rachel Jeldon for the Holdridge Dusters. Jeldon comes in. She is 5'11". Ball is in the air, and Hastings High controls the tip easily as the Tigers bring it into the offensive zone for the first time here tonight. Here's a shot taken from the right side. It's going to be dumped off in the lane by a Zoe Mays. It goes out of bounds off of the fingertips of Thomas. So Mays looked like she was going to go up for the shot, but she dumps it off in the lane
inside to Britton Thomas. The ball deflected away from her. Hastings High will play things in. They get it in the corner here to Nagy. Her shot is up there and in, a three-pointer. Melanie Nagy knocks down a three from deep in the right corner, and Hastings High is out on top by a score of 3-0 here in the ball game. Holdridge with the ball. This is a Juliana Burr, moves it down in the corner on the left side. That's going to be Stoles. Now back outside the three-point ring. A shot is up and in. A three-pointer there is thrown up by Jenny Gillespie. So we've got three-pointers on each end of the floor to start off the ball game here tonight. Now the Tigers committing a personal foul. Nope, it's going to be a double dribble violation. Double dribble violation on Hastings High as Melanie Nagy is called for the double dribble. 3-3 is the score. 7:20 to play here in this first quarter of play, just underway. Here's a shot. Nope, it's going to be a dump down on the baseline again. That's going to be Morton with the ball. Takes it down on the baseline, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds. Knocked out of bounds there by Hastings High. And it's going to be Holdridge inbounding the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. That's going to be Stoles looking to inbound. Does so. Here's a shot right in front of the basket to Jenny Gillespie, and she puts it in. So Gillespie with a 3 and a 2 so far in the ball game, and Holdridge is out on top now by the score of 5-3 after the Tigers scored on the opening possession. Here's a shot taken by Stokes. It's up there. It's going to be good. So Stokes hits the field goal for Hastings High. Tigers have hit their first two shots here in the ball game. We're tied up at 5 points apiece. They hammered inside to Jeldon. Kicks it back down in the corner. On the right side, that's going to be Morton with the ball. And now a traveling violation is called on Morton. Chelsea Morton is called for the extra steps there for Holdridge. That's her first turnover. And the Dusters' first turnover in the ball game. They had 17 last week in that ball game against the Adams Central Patriots. Just underway, it's Adams Central, or rather Hastings High, and Holdridge here tonight tied up at 5 points apiece. Holdridge applying some pressure here in backcourt. Van Brocklin brings it across the 10-second line, dumps it down low to Thomas. Her shot is up and in. Britton Thomas scores there, and the Tigers go out on top by a score of 7-5 here in the ballgame. Girls High School basketball action here tonight. Juliana Burr goes down in the corner on the left side to Erica Stoltz. Back outside the ring, down to a Morton, swings it right side. There's a three-pointer by Gillespie that's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings High. Tigers runner back the other way. Hastings High with a 7-5 lead over Holdridge here in the first quarter of play from Holdridge here tonight. Zoe Mays with the ball. Well, this is Marika Van Brocklin. Van Brocklin goes to the top of the key now. That's Stokes. Maddie Stokes hammers it inside. The ball is going to be tipped away, and it's going to be picked up here by Chelsea Morton of Holdridge. She runs her back the other way. Down the lane she goes. Bounce pass down in the corner as they bring it out here to a Juliana Burr. Burr hands it away to a Morton. Back outside, wide open three-pointer is put up there. It's going to be an air ball. Goes out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings High ball. So it was thrown up there outside the ring by Erica Stoltz that did not draw iron. And Hastings High will come back the other direction. Maggie Nelson coming into the ball game now for Holdridge. Maggie Nelson in. Jamie Isaacson into the ball game for the Dusters. Holdridge will inbound. Rather, Hastings High will inbound. Holdridge will apply some pressure back here as the Tigers come back the other way with the basketball down the left sideline. Hastings High back in their offensive scoring zone. It's a man-to-man defense here for Holdridge to start off the ball game. Britton Thomas has got it out here in three-point territory. Swings it right side to Van Brocklin for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound. Thomas in the lane. Kicks it back out. Here's a shot from three. It's going to be off of the mark. It's going to be no good. Rebound. Hastings follows up by Van Brocklin. No good. And the foul is going to be called. So Hastings High getting three shots at the hole there and could not convert. Finally, a personal foul is called on Holdridge. Non-shooting situation, so Hastings High will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. The foul is going to go on Jenny Gillespie. That's going to be her first team foul number one on the Dusters here in this first quarter of play. Here's Nagy with the ball, angling in from the wing on the right side. The ball tapped away, and a foul is going to be called again. It's going to go on Gillespie again. Her second personal foul, the second team foul on the Dusters. Now Gillespie is going to come out of the ball game. Coming in is going to be Juliana Burr again. So Burr checks back in there after a quick breather. 5:17 to play here in the first quarter. 7-5, Hastings High out on top. Marika Van Brocklin will inbound the ball right in front of the Dusters bench on the far sideline. Van Brocklin holds the ball, gets it in now to Stokes as he dribbles. Here's a Zoe Mays with it now, and she loses control of the ball and goes out of bounds. So Zoe Mays trying to drive it down the left side of the lane, lost it out of her hands, and it's out of bounds. Hastings High turns it over for the third time here tonight. 7-5 is the score. Here's a Chelsea Morton with the ball. Morton takes it down to the baseline on the right side. That's Juliana Burr. Down to Morton again. Circles around. Takes the ball into the paint. Her shot is up there from 10. Too hard. Rebound comes down to Thomas of Hastings. Thomas gets the ball to Nagy. Nagy down the near sideline now to Zoe Mays inside the free throw circle. Jump pass left side to Van Brocklin. Her shot is up there. It's no good. And the rebound comes down to Jamie Isaacson. Isaacson down to Morton down the left sideline. Pulls up inside the three-point circle. Kicks her back out to Nelson. Shot good. Maggie Nelson hits the three ball for Holdridge. And the Dusters go back out on top by a score of 8-7. 4.5 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Nagy with the ball here in the backcourt for Hastings High. Now head coach Greg Mays wants to call a timeout. Hastings High calls a timeout. 4 minutes and 27 seconds to play here in the opening quarter from Holdridge High School tonight. The score, it is Holdridge 8, Hastings High 7.
Relax, it's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West First, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Hastings High and Holdridge in a girls-boys basketball doubleheader. Girls game just getting started here. 4:24 to play in the first quarter. It's 8-7. Holdridge with the lead. Tigers inbounding the ball. It's going to be tipped away. It's going to be picked up here by Isaacson. Fourth turnover on Hastings High coming out of the timeout. Here's a Morton with the ball. Bounce pass down in the corner. Long jumper is up there. It's going to be no good by Nelson. Rebound comes down to a Morgan Hamling, who's into the ball game now, to Burr. Driving into the lane. The ball is going to be poked away. Goes out of bounds. That was last touched by the Tigers. So Holdridge will play things in. Baseline right side. Underneath their own basket with 4:02 to play here in the opening quarter. And in the ball game again for the Dusters is going to be Erica Stoltz. And coming out will be Maggie Nelson. Now Stoltz will inbound the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own hole here. Holds it high above her head. Throws it out here to Morton. Back down in the corner to Stoltz for three. Shot is up there. It's an air ball. No good. Rebound chased down by Nagy in the far sideline by Hastings High. Gets the ball ahead here to a Van Brocklin. Van Brocklin holds it. Back out on top here for Hastings. A swing at left side. Paige Kennedy in the ball game. Down on the baseline on the left side. Here's a shot taken there. It's going to be no good by Mays. Long rebound comes out to the near sideline to a Morton. Drives around a defender all the way to the basket. And the shot is up and in. Chelsea Morton scores. She had 16 last week against Adams Central. That's her first field goal of the ball game. And the Dusters are out on top now by a score of 10-7. Hastings High coming back. Here's a shot by Mays, no good. Follow shot by Van Brocklin, no good. Rebound in the lane there by Hamling, and a foul is going to be called. So the Tigers again getting two and three shots at the hole here, and they couldn't convert. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Hastings on the rebound. So a 3:22 to play. Here in the opening quarter, it's going to be Holdridge basketball as they come back the other way. The foul is going to be called on Paige Kennedy. That is going to be your first and team foul number one on the Tigers. Non-shooting situation is going to be Holdridge inbounding the ball here in backcourt. Chelsea Morton will bring it across the 10-second line. Hastings will match up man-to-man here. Flips the ball to a Jamie Isaacson. Moves it on the dribble to the wing on the right side. Back out on top to Morton. Hastings High goes for a steal and picks up a personal foul instead. Marika Van Brocklin picks up the foul. That's going to be her first team foul number two on the Tigers. 3:07 to play here in the first quarter, 10-7. Holdridge with a three-point lead in girls high school basketball with a boys game coming up next. Scheduled tip-off time at 7:45 here tonight. Chelsea Morton with the ball to the far sideline. That's going to be Juliana Burr. Moves it to the elbow. Nice pass down on the baseline, and Deshaun is up and in. Chelsea Morton sliding to the hole there. They got her the ball, and Chelsea lays her in off of the window. She's got 4 points in the ball game. Holdridge has now got a five-point lead. Here in this first quarter, here's a steal now. A pass that's going to be intercepted by Maggie Nelson. Back the other way, they threw the ball away. Trying to get it down the floor there to Chelsea Morton. They threw it too far, and Holdridge turns it over themselves. So Hastings High with five turnovers already here in the first quarter. The Dusters have two. Holdridge has built a five-point lead, 12-7. In fact, the Dusters have scored the last 7 points in the ballgame. Hastings High at one point had a 7-5 advantage here in this one. And now the Tigers turn the ball over here in backcourt, trying to bring it up against the pressure. So Hastings having some problems with the Holdridge pressure here in the first quarter. Six turnovers now at Hastings High. Holdridge will inbound underneath their own basket. Maggie Nelson gets it into the corner to Juliana Burr. Back inside, a shot up there, no good. Foul shot, no good, and a foul is going to be called. Rachel Jeldon got the ball inside there. Jeldon goes for the hole, misses a couple of shots, but she's hammered in the play, and Jeldon now goes to the free throw line to fire up a couple of free throws here. The personal foul is whistled on Thomas. That's going to be her first. So some free throws coming up here from Jeldon. Her first shot is up there. It's good. Jeldon had 7 points in the ballgame last week against Adams Central. Pulled down 6 rebounds. Marika Van Brocklin comes back into the ballgame for Hastings High. Going out is going to be Nagy. 2 minutes and 35 seconds to play here in the opening quarter. 13-7. Holdridge has got the lead over the Tigers. Jeldon, next shot is up there. It's going to be good. So as he buries a couple of free throws, and Holdridge has doubled the score on Hastings Iron here in the first quarter. It's now 14-7. Head coach Trent Benjamin making substitutions on just about every dead ball here as the Tigers will inbound the ball again here in backcourt. They take it to the far sideline. It's going to be deflected away. Hastings High picks her back up. Here comes Zoe Mays back with the ball on the dribble. Comes over here to the near sideline to Bailey Christie, who's into the ball game. Christie goes for the hole. Shot's going to be blocked down. It's going to be brought down. It's Rachel Jeldon coming back with the basketball for Holdridge. Jeldon goes over to Nelson. They reverse the ball over here to Isaacson. Down to Stoltz. Erica Stoltz with it. Back outside the three-point ring. Shot put up there. It's going to be no good by Maggie Nelson. Battle for the rebound. Jump ball is called. As a Christie goes down to the floor there for Hastings High, and she is tied up on the play. Arrow pointing in favor of the Tigers, so Hastings will get it here in backcourt. 2 minutes and 6 seconds to play in girls' high school basketball opening quarter here tonight. Holdridge with a 14-7 lead over Hastings High. Tigers will play things in. Nagy back into the ball game. She'll bring things up for Hastings High. Right in the center of the floor. Now troubles behind her back. Gets it into the offensive zone. Now has problems with it as she picks it up and goes to Zoe Mays as she takes off. Pulls up inside. A 10-footer is up and in. Zoe Mays scores for Hastings High, averaging 5.5 points per ball game. That's her first field goal. That's now a 14-9 ball game. That was a 9-0 run that Holdridge put up. Here's a jumper from the outside. It's going to be no good by Isaacson. The rebound comes down to Hastings High. Van Brocklin with a rebound there to Nagy into the forward court now. That's a Zoe Mays with the ball. Zoe with it here. Bounce pass out on top is going to be intercepted. It's going to be intercepted by Erica Stoltz as she hustles into the forward court. That's 7 turnovers on Hastings High. There's a Maggie Nelson to the free throw line now to Morton. Moves it over on the baseline to Stoltz. Down to a Jamie Isaacson as he holds the ball. Down in the corner to a Morton. She drives the baseline. It's cut off. Lobs it back inside. Rachel Jeldon. Over on the wing on the right side to Isaacson. Back outside the ring. Here's Nelson for three. Shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound loose in the lane. Now we got a foul called. A foul is going to go on Holdridge with 1:03 to play here in the first quarter. The foul is going to go on Erica Stoltz. That's going to be your first team foul number 3 on the Dusters. And the ball game now for Hastings High. We're going to see Bailey Petzl into the ball game now for the Tigers. 1:03 to play here in the first quarter. 14-9 is the score. Hastings trailing in the ball game. Here's Petzl. Her pass is right into the center of the floor. It's going to be deflected, picked up by Nagy, but a nice pass down the floor. It's shot up and in. That's a Stokes. Maddie Stokes scoring there. That's her second field goal of the ball game. She's got 4 points, and Hastings High back within 3, 14-11. Driving down the right side of the lane is going to be Morton. The ball's going to be stripped away, picked up by Zoe Mays, running back the other way on the dribble. Dry shoots and scores. Zoe Mays scoring there for Hastings High. She's now got 4 points in the ball game. 14-13 to score. There's a pass out on top. Nobody home. Picked up here on the near sideline by Erica Stoltz, though, for Holdridge, and she keeps it alive. Bounce pass goes inside. Here's a shot going to be blocked down. Hamlin goes up against Thomas, and Thomas got the block. Hastings High recovers as Britton Thomas grabs the board. Back the other way. Here comes Mays back with the ball on the dribble for Hastings High. Spins at the top of the key. Now comes over here on the wing on the right side. Here's a long-range jumper put up there. It's going to be no good by Petzl. Rebound is loose. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Holdridge basketball. 14-13 is the score. Hastings High trailing by a point here in girls' high school basketball. Just 4 seconds to play here in the first quarter. As the Dusters will inbound here in backcourt, Isaacson. Baseball pass down the floor. It's going to be intercepted by the Tigers. That's as Stokes with the ball. Gets it away to Nagy. She drives inside. Her shot's going to be no good. Knocks down a defender down there. Jamie Isaacson was knocked down in the play. Do we have a foul called or what? They wave off everything here. No foul either way. And both coaches are a little bit upset by that as Nagy runs into Isaacson. Isaacson was knocked down in the play, but no foul called either way. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. So the first quarter in the books tonight, girls high school basketball from Holdridge. The score, it's the Dusters 14, the Tigers 13.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields and machinery glass. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff, Brent, and Fred will come to you. The mobile service number is 402-463-0025. And a reminder from Auto Glass Experts, get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. The Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball action for you tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. You can also in the city tonight, St. Cecilia is playing at Donovan Trumbull in a girls-boys basketball doubleheader. Centura is playing at Adams Central. We got the action from that twin bill at ESPN 1550 KICS. Hastings High boys and girls here in Holdridge tonight. We got the boys game coming up next. Hastings High trailing after one quarter, 14-13. Dusters have the ball as they hammer it back inside. Here's the shot's going to be blocked down again. Jeldon tries to go up against old Britton Thomas inside, and Britton's got a couple of blocked shots already there in the ball game. A 6'3" and senior for Hastings High. Thomas with two blocked shots. Holdridge will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. As Erica Stoltz looks to play things in. Gets it to Bird. She has it tipped away. Zoe Mays has got it for Hastings High. Fourth turnover on the Tigers. Back outside. There's a jumper put up there. That's going to be no good. And rebound comes down to Holdridge. Down the right sideline. Here come the Dusters. Cross-court pass comes to the near side. Burr bombs it back inside. Kicks it back out. Top of the key. Stoltz has got it. Now over to a Gillespie who's back into the ball game. Back outside the ring to Stoltz. Her three-pointer is going to be short. Does not draw iron. The ball is loose down here on the baseline. Saved by the Dusters. They work it back inside to Jeldon. There's a shot to the right side by Maggie Nelson, and she's hammered on the play. That was Juliana Burr going up for the shot. She was hammered on the play there. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Hastings High. It's going to go on Mays. That's going to be your first. Holdridge has got the white uniforms with the gold numbers. And we are at the other end of the floor here from where Holdridge is shooting. Here's a Juliana Burr. Free throw is up there. It's going to be good. The Dusters now with a two-point advantage over Hastings High. It's 15-13. Erica Stoles checks out of the ball game now for Holdridge. Coming back in there is going to be Chelsea Morton. So 15-13 is the score. We're in the second quarter with 7 minutes and 12 seconds to play. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. So Juliana Burr, who had 2 points last week against Adams Central, matches that here. Got 2 points in the ball game against the Tigers. Hastings High bringing the ball up now against the Holdridge pressures. Nagy gets it into the offensive scoring zone. Comes over here to a Zoe Mays on a deep wing on the right side. Zoe dribbling with the ball. Comes out now to a Britton Thomas. Thomas has her pass deflected. It goes to the far sideline. Now a foul is going to be called. Diving for the loose ball over there for Holdridge is going to be Rachel Jeldon. She picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 4 on the Dusters here in the ballgame. Hastings High will play things in right in front of the Dusters bench. Zoe Mays will inbound the ball here for Hastings High. It's 16-13. The Tigers down by 3 points here in this one. Zoe Mays looking. Pass. They get it to Nagy, tipped away. Nagy picks it up near the 10-second line. Nagy bounce pass over here on the right side. That's going to be Marika Van Brocklin with the ball. Van Brocklin on the wing. Sends it into the lane. Nobody home. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Chelsea Morton, running back the other way, 2-on-2, drives it to the hole, and a foul is going to be called on Hastings. Morton goes up with a shot, and she's hammered on the play there by the Tigers. So now Chelsea Morton will go to the free throw line here for Holdridge. The foul is going to go on Hastings at the 6:41 mark of the second quarter, with the Tigers trailing by 3. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Bailey Petzold. That's going to be her first. Shot from the free throw line is going to be up there and in by Chelsea Morton. She has now got 5 points in the ball game. She had 16 a week ago in that ball game against Adams Central. So Morton will have one more free throw here. She sets, dips the knee. Shot is up there. It's good. So she nails a couple of free throws. It's now 17-13. Holdridge in the lead. Or check that, 18-13 as they make the correction on the scoreboard. Here's a pass. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted again by Morton as she runs her back the other way. One-on-one goes for the hole. Shot no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Hastings High back with the ball, back the other way. It's Britton Thomas with the board. Comes over here to Petzold. Bailey Petzold drives to the hole. Shot no good. Gets her own rebound. Final shot up and in. Bailey Petzold misses on the driving layup, but she gets a rebound and puts it right back down through the hole. That's her first field goal of the ball game. There's a Jeldon with it now. Puts it up there left-handed. A shot no good, but she's fouling the play. I think Britton Thomas, again, is the guilty party. That's the case. Thomas has stayed out of foul trouble throughout the first two ball games tonight, but Greg Mays was worried about it here tonight with the more aggressive style that Holdridge had to take the ball in the hole. And Britton Thomas, our big 6 foot 3 inch post player inside, the senior, has already got two fouls, and we're in the second quarter. 6:05 to play. Shot is up there. It's going to be good again by Rachel Jeldon. She is now 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. And the Dusters now have a 4 point lead over Hastings. It is 19-15. In the second quarter with 6:05 remaining, as a Jeldon will have one more. She had 7.6 rebounds in the season opener. In a 16-point win over the Adams Central Patriots a week ago. Here's the next shot. That's up there. It's good. Holdridge has not missed a free throw tonight. They are 8 out of 8 from the free throw line here in the first half. Hastings tie again, working against pressure in backcourt. Tigers take it down the left sideline. That's Van Brocklin with the ball. Marika Van Brocklin, she spins and has it tipped away out of her hands. Coming from the blind side there, Maggie Nelson, just as Van Brocklin spun to her left, Maggie Nelson comes out of nowhere and knocks the ball out of bounds. So Hastings will play things in, baseline right side. Underneath their own basket, it's going to be Zoe Mays playing things in. Deep in the left corner, a shot is put up there. It's going to be no good by Alex Schmidt. Now we've got a foul call on the rebound. So Schmidt throws up a long-range jumper from deep in the left corner. That was an air ball, and the Tigers foul here on the rebound. That's going to be team foul number 7 on Hastings, and now Holdridge is going to be in the bonus situation. We walk to the other end of the floor here with 5 minutes and 51 seconds to play in the second quarter. Going to the free throw line is going to be Jenny Gillespie. Last personal foul went on Van Brocklin. That's going to be her second. So now Thomas and Van Brocklin with 2 fouls here for Hastings High still in the first half. Gillespie's free throw is up and in. So Jenny Gillespie now has 6 points in the basketball game for Holdridge. She scored 2 last week against the Patriots. Gillespie will toe the mark one more time here. A 5'3" freshman for the Dusters. Her shot is up there and in, so she nails a couple of free throws. The Dusters are now 10 out of 10 from the free throw line in this first half of play against Hastings High. Gillespie will check out. Here comes Erica Stoles back into the ball game. The Dusters will apply the pressure again back here. Hastings High trailing by 7 points, 22-15. Hastings has scored only 2 points here in the second quarter, and here's a steal again. The Tigers with 10 turnovers against this Holdridge pressure. Here's Nelson with the ball. Wide open free throw line jumper is up there around the rim and down. Maggie Nelson hits the free throw line jumper. She's got 5 points in the ball game. It's now 24-15. Holdridge has outscored Hastings here in the second quarter, 10-2. Tigers finally get the ball across the 10-second line. Mays, nice pass. Marika Van Brocklin, shot good. Van Brocklin scores. That's her first field goal of the ball game. Hastings High now back to within 7 points, 24-17. Jeldon has got it right in front of the basket, and shot is up and in. Rachel Jeldon scoring there. She scores over Britton Thomas, who had to be careful. She had 2 personal fouls. Hastings High again facing pressure in backcourt, and a foul is going to be called. On the deck is Erica Stoles, and she's going to be whistled for the foul. That's going to be her second. Only team foul number 4 on the Dusters, so a non-shooting situation. Hastings High will play things in here in backcourt. 5:07 to play in the first half. Hastings High is trailing Holdridge by the score of 26-17. Tigers 0-2 on the season after losses to number 1 ranked Seward and Class A opponent North Platte. Holdridge 1-0 after their win over Adams Central a week ago. Here's Nagy again, double teamed in backcourt, dribbles once. She's still in trouble. Gets it away now to Van Brocklin. Van Brocklin down the left sideline, cuts it back to the center of the floor, comes over here to Zoe Mays on the wing, trying to power her way to the basket. It's tipped away. Mays picks it back up, over to Nagy on the wing on the left side. Nagy comes out on top. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Jeldon as she drives, and her shot's going to be blocked down, and a foul is called. That's going to be number 3 on the Britton Thomas. Thomas trailing the play, trying to come up with a huge play there as Rachel Jeldon took the ball away from her back on the offensive end, and then a foul is going to be called here on Britton Thomas. She's got 3 fouls now. Here with 4 minutes and 44 seconds to play in the second quarter. Rachel Jeldon to the free throw line. She is 4 of 4 from the stripe tonight. She's got 6 points in the ball game. Eyes the bucket. Shot is up there, and that's the first miss tonight. She bounces that one off of the back iron. It is no good. She'll get one more. And now Thomas is going to have to check out of the ball game. Coming in for Hastings High is going to be Maddie Edelman. Edelman is a 5'10" sophomore in there, playing with a brace on her nose. Broke her nose in the season opener against Seward. Here's a shot from the free throw line. It's going to be no good by Jeldon, so she misses a couple of free throws. The first 2 misses of the night for the Dusters. Hastings High with the ball, trailing by 9 points. Zoe Mays with the ball down the left sideline. Dribbles down to the baseline. Her shot from 10 is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Morton. Chelsea Morton with the ball on the dribble. Takes it all the way to the basket. Shot is up there and in. Morton grabs the rebound and goes coast to coast and scores on a left-handed layup. She's got 8 points. That's now a 28-17 ball game. Holdridge leading by 11 points here in the second quarter. Melanie Nagy with the ball. Her pass in the lane is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Jamie Isaacson. That is turnover number 11 on Hastings here in the ball game. Chelsea Morton with the ball. Cross-court pass goes to the far side. Nelson wide open. Won't take the three. Bounce pass goes inside. Jeldon shot no good, and she's fouling the play. Boy, Holdridge just hammering the lane there. Hastings High having a tough time keeping the Dusters out of there. The personal foul is going to go on the Tigers. And that's going to send Jeldon back to the free throw line. And now Greg Mays wants to call a timeout. Last personal foul went on Maddie Stokes of Hastings High. That's going to be your first team foul, number 9 on the Tigers. We got 3 minutes and 58 seconds to play in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Holdridge 28, Hastings High 17.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 3 minutes and 58 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings High trailing the Holdridge Dusters by a score of 28-17. Holdridge led at the end of the first quarter by a score of 14-13. So Hastings High has been outscored 14-4 here in the second quarter. And a lot of that has been the pressure defense of Holdridge. Hastings High having a tough time with any kind of backcourt pressure here. And the Tigers have been forced into 11 first half turnovers thus far. Britton Thomas is already on the bench for Hastings High. She's got 3 personal fouls. Thomas, again, the 6'3" and senior for the Tigers. So the size advantage is gone now. Edelman is in there in her place. To the free throw line is Rachel Jeldon for Holdridge. Missed a couple of free throws just a few minutes ago, and she misses her third straight right here. She'll have one more. Jeldon now 4 out of 7 from the free throw line. She's got 6 points in the ball game. Here comes Erica Stoltz back into the ballgame now for Holdridge, replacing Maggie Nelson. 28-17, the Dusters out on top, looking for their second straight win here to begin the season. Next shot is up there. It's good. So Rachel Jeldon has now got 7 points in the ballgame. She checks out. Here comes Hamling back in there. So Morgan Hamling is into the ballgame now for Holdridge, a 5'10" sophomore. 29-17, the Dusters have scored 15 points here in the second quarter. We still got about halfway to go. And now the Tigers again losing the ball out of bounds. Marika Van Brocklin having problems with it here. Lost the ball out of bounds here on the near sideline. Turnover number 12 on the Tigers. Holdridge looking to add to their lead right here. 29-17 is the score. Chelsea Morton has got it. Right-handed dribble across the midcourt stripe here. Hastings High stays with a man-to-man. Morton gets away, drives for the hole, and shot is up and in. Poor defense there by Hastings High as Morton just drove around a couple of players and took it right to the hole and scores. 31-17 now. The Tigers down by 14 points early in this one. Here's Nagy with the ball. Comes to the near sideline. That's Petzl. Tries to drive it in the lane. The ball poked away. Petzl picks it back up. Her pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted. Another turnover on Hastings High down the right sideline. Chelsea Morton has got it. Morton outside the three-point ring now to Juliana Burr. They're working around the three-point arc. Here's Morton. Drives it in the lane. Kicks it back out. A three-pointer is put up there. It's going to be no good by Erica Stoltz. Rebound is loose. It's picked up here by the Dusters. They get it back out to Stoltz. Now down in the corner, the right side to Hamling. Cross-court pass comes to Burr. Back outside the ring to Morton. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Stomps comes out to Stoltz. Now down in the corner. On the left side as Holdridge works against this Hastings High defense. Morton now down in the right corner. Here's a shot up and in. Three-pointer by Juliana Burr scoring there. Juliana Burr, she's now got 5 points in the ball game. Holdridge has doubled the score, and Hastings is 34-17. There's Nagy. Her pass to the wing on the left side is going to be intercepted, but stepping on the sideline was Nelson. Boy, the Tigers having a tough time against the Holdridge defense here tonight. Holdridge has built a 17-point lead with 2 minutes and 32 seconds to play in the second quarter. It is 34-17, Holdridge. Hastings High will play things in on the far sideline. There's a Nagy with the ball. Nagy moves it over to a Bailey Petzl on the wing. Her pass is deflected, picked up by Zoe Mays. Zoe dribble penetration right down the lane, all the way to the basket. A shot good. Zoe Mays scoring there for Hastings High. She has got 6 points in the ball game, and the Tigers now within 15 and 34-19. Morgan goes deep in the corner to the right side to Stoltz back inside. The Morgan, her shot is up and in. Rachel Jeldon scoring there off of the pass. Rachel Jeldon has now got 9 points in the ball game, 36-19. Hastings High trailing again by 17 points. There's a pencil with the ball. Entry pass is going to be knocked away from Mays. Picked up by Chelsea Morton. She drives. Left-handed layup is going to be no good. Tip tries up and in. Erica Stoles right there with the tip for Holdridge. And again, we got a timeout called here with a minute and 48 seconds to play. An impressive run by the Dusters here in this second quarter as they have really turned up the heat defensively. A minute and 48 seconds to play. In quarter number two, we'll take a break with a score. Holdridge 38, Hastings High 19.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Experience the joy, magic, and peace of the Christmas season at Bob Sass Flowers. Bob Sass Flowers has the most unique and festive ideas, including wreaths, seasonal bouquets, and poinsettias. Shop the Ooze and Oz level for even more gift ideas. Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Holdridge High School. We got you covered here tonight with high school basketball on a network of stations and Platte River Radio. Hastings High playing here against the Dusters. We've got the Adams Central Patriots playing over on ESPN 1550 KICS in a home twin bill against the Centurions of Centura. Hastings St. Cecilia is on the road tonight playing at Donovan Trumbull. Not a good start here for the Hastings High girls basketball team. It's 38-19. It was close after the first quarter, 14-13. But this quarter, boy, it belongs to the Dusters in a big, big way. Hastings High has got 14 turnovers in the ball game. They nearly lost it out of bounds there, but the Tigers will play things in. This is going to be Alex Schmidt with the ball now for Hastings High. They lob it right side of the lane, deflected away, picked up by Marika Van Brocklin. Van Brocklin's pass is going to be tipped away. It's going to be intercepted. Maggie Nelson has got it here with the Dusters as she runs her back the other way with a right-handed dribble. Comes across the top and gets it to a Juliana Bird. Drives the ball to the free throw line. Kicks it back out here to Stoles. Back inside is going to be through the fingertips of Jeldon. And the ball brought out of there by Hastings High. There's a pass down the floor. They get it to Zoe Mays. Drives it down the lane. Stops. Goes over in the wing on the left side. A three-pointer put up the end. That is going to be Bailey Petzl throwing up a three-pointer there for Hastings High from the wing on the left side. It's now 38-22. Here's a jumper from the deep right corner. It's up and in. Erica Stoltz throwing up a three ball. She's got 5 points in the ball game, 41-22. Holdridge has got the lead. Hastings High with the ball. Marika Van Brocklin. Bounce pass comes on the near side. Nearly thrown out of bounds. Now they do say it's out of bounds. Zoe Mays trying to save it there, but she was out of bounds. And again, the Tigers with another TO here. Another turnover in the first half. They got 16 now for the ball game. 16 turnovers, 22 points. Dusters have the lead, 41-22. Here in girls high school basketball. It's going to be Juliana Burr inbounding the ball here for the Dusters to Chelsea Morton. Morton comes over here on the deep wing on the left side to a Maggie Nelson. Out to a Rachel Jeldon now. Hastings High still in a man-to-man defense. There's Stoles with the ball. Holding on to it out here in three-point territory. Goes over on the right side again to Burr. Burr comes back near side to a Morton. They just play any catch with it out here in three-point territory. Holdridge probably going for the final shot right here. We're down to 17 seconds to play in the second quarter. Jeldon back out to Jamie Isaacson now. Isaacson swings it to the left side. Juliana Burr with the ball. Now to Morton. Head coach Trent Benjamin now says, let's work with it with 4 seconds. Driving is going to be Morton. She runs into a defender. The shot is up there. It's going to be good, but she's going to be called for a charge. Chelsea Morton just powers her way to the basket there. An offensive charging foul is going to be called on Morton. So Hastings High will get the ball here with 1.5 seconds remaining in the second quarter. We'll have to come the length of the floor here as Zoe Mays will inbound the ball for the Tigers. Mays looks, gets it into Alex Schmidt, and time runs out. That is the end of the first half of play. So Hastings High went toe-to-toe with the Holdridge Dusters in quarter number one. Not the same story in quarter number two as the Tigers Brown scored heavily in that second quarter. 27 points put on the scoreboard by Holdridge in the second quarter compared to only 9 for Hastings High. And the Tigers are trailing here at the halftime break. It is Holdridge 41, Hastings High 22. You're listening to high school basketball in 1230 KHAS.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, you have access to the most effective and efficient banking tools available.
You can access your account information at any time from anywhere through your computer, your smartphone, or our 24-hour 800 star phone service.
Additionally, we invite you to try our online bill pay service, a great way to schedule and pay your bills online without the hassle of writing checks and buying stamps.
We are proud to offer these advanced banking services. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. We're at Holdridge. And boy, the second quarter belongs to the Dusters. 27-9. They outscored Hastings High in the period, and the Dusters have got the lead here over Hastings in girls high school basketball. The score is 41-22. Hastings High actually had the lead in the first quarter at 7-5 coming out of the gates. But Holdridge put together a heck of a run there in the first quarter as well. They went a 9-0 run over Hastings High. They go out on top by a score of 14-7. The Tigers got within 1 point after 14-13. But again, the second quarter definitely belongs to Holdridge as they outscore Hastings High 27-9 in the quarter. And the Tigers are trailing big time here. It is 41-22 at the break to the Holdridge Dusters here this evening. Other games going on. The Adams Central Patriots, the girls basketball team, is playing at home tonight against Centura. Adams Central has got the lead at halftime. The score is 22-16. Adams Central with the lead 22-16 over Centura at halftime in girls high school basketball. St. Cecilia girls are playing at Donovan Trumbull tonight. No score yet on that ball game. And then we got the boys games and all three of those doubleheaders coming up a bit later on tonight. 8 o'clock starting times across the way here tonight as the second week of the high school basketball season gets in full swing here this evening. We'll come back and check the scoring in the first half as we continue on 1230 KHAS.
Pro Team Design is a proud supporter of local athletes and their fans. So come in and talk to our friendly staff for everything from uniforms to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, even screen printing and embroidery. Whether it's athletic or corporate, we can give you a great selection, get the job done on time, and at a competitive price. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $60 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, and nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection, just $60 for your entire family for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back at Holdridge, we're at halftime. Girls high school basketball is 41-22. The Holdridge Dusters with a lead over Hastings High here tonight. Scoring for the Tigers, it's so far Zoe Mays leading the way. Mays has got 3 field goals and 6 points here in the first half of play. In fact, Hastings High did not get to the free throw line in the first 2 quarters. Bailey Petzl has nailed a 3 and a 2-pointer. She's got 5 points in the ball game. Maddie Stokes has got a couple of field goals and 4 points for the Tigers. Melanie Nagy has got a 3-pointer. She's got 3 points. Marika Van Brocklin has got a field goal for 2. And Britton Thomas has got a field goal and 2 points. Thomas in some foul trouble. She's got 3 personal fouls here at halftime. The scoring for the Holdridge Dusters in the ball game here tonight. Chelsea Morton is leading the way. Morton has got 10 points in the ball game. She's got 4 field goals, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Rachel Jeldon has got 9 points here in the first half. She's got a couple of field goals, and she is 5 out of 8 from the free throw line in this first half of play. Jenny Gillespie has got 7 points in the break. She's got a 3 and 2-pointer, and she is 2 out of 2 from the stripe. Erica Stoltz has nailed a 3-pointer and a 2-point field goal. She's got 5 points. Maggie Nelson, also a 3 and a 2. She's got 5 points here at halftime. Juliana Burr has nailed a 3-pointer, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. She has got 5 points. So Chelsea Morton leading the way for the Holdridge Dusters here, 10 points at halftime. Rachel Jellin has got 9. Hastings High being led by Zoe Mays. She's got 6 points. Bailey Petzl has got 5. The Tigers are trailing the Holdridge Dusters here at halftime by a score of 41-22. We'll have more after this.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball again at halftime. Hastings High is trailing the Holdridge Dusters by the score of 41-22. Also at halftime in girls basketball, Adams Central out on top of Sumtura by the score of 22-16. Holdridge in the first half of play from the free throw line, 11 out of 14. Hastings High did not get there in the first two quarters, so the Dusters outscoring Hastings 11-0 from the stripe in the first half of play. High school basketball coming up tomorrow. It'll be Adams Central playing on the road. There'll be a boys-only encounter there at Wood River tomorrow. They're going to be playing in the afternoon, so an early start for the Patriots and the Wood River Eagles tomorrow. In boys high school basketball, the junior varsity games will go at 3 o'clock with the varsity going at 4:45. Hastings St. Cecilia is also in action tomorrow. A boys-girls doubleheader down in Blue Hill. And it'll be a 3:30 and 5 o'clock start. For the varsity games there, girls will go at 3:30. The guys will go at 5 o'clock. And we'll have coverage of the St. Cecilia Blue Hill doubleheader tomorrow afternoon on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, beginning with a pregame show at about 3:15. We'll have Hastings College basketball for you tomorrow here on 1230 KHIS. Hastings will be in Sioux City to take on the Chargers of Briarcliff. The women's ball game tomorrow matches up the second-ranked Briarcliff Chargers against the 8th-ranked Hastings College Broncos, so it should be a good ball game there at 2. Guys will follow at 4, and we'll be there as well. 1:45 for the pregame show here on 1230 KHAS. And then tomorrow night, following Hastings College coverage tomorrow, we'll have Nebraska basketball. The Huskers are going to be on the road. They will play at TCU tomorrow, 6 o'clock for the pregame show, or as soon as we get done with Bronco basketball, 7 o'clock to schedule tip-off time from Fort Worth, Texas. That gives you a little synopsis of what's going on for basketball coverage this weekend on our network of stations at Platte River Radio. We are at halftime here. We're in Holdridge tonight with this girls-boys doubleheader between the Tigers and the Dusters. Halftime of the girls' ball game. It's all Holdridge. The Dusters lead Hastings High 41-22. You're listening to high school basketball.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Our play is back in here in the second half. Hastings High trailing by the score of 41-22. Tigers will shoot to our basket to our left. Here in the second half, Zoe Mays leading the way with 6 points. Bailey Pencil's got five. Chelsea Morton has got 10 for Holdridge. There's a pass by Hastings High. It starts off the same way as it ended with a turnover. Chelsea Morton drives it, shoots, and scores. Chelsea Morton grabs the ball there and goes the other way and scores. She's got 12 points in the ball game. That is turnover number 17 on Hastings. Here's turnover number 18 on Hastings as the ball is ripped down by Stoltz in backcourt. Holdridge then loses the ball down on the baseline and is picked up here by Zoe Mays back the other way. She is hit from behind and a foul is going to be called. Chelsea Morton picks up the personal foul for the Dusters. That's going to be her second. Boy, the Tigers having all kinds of problems offensively here tonight. 18 turnovers in the ball game. Into the ball game now for Hastings will be Bailey Pencil. So Pencil comes in. Marika Van Brocklin will inbound the ball here on the near sideline. It's now a 43-22 ball game. Hastings High trailing by 21. Nagy goes inside down to Zoe Mays, tries to dribble it down the lane. Ball is slapped around. Mays down on the ground. We got a jump ball called. She is tied up on the play here by Erica Stoltz of Holdridge, and the arrow is pointing in favor of the Dusters. So Holdridge will get the ball here in backcourt, 43-22. Holdridge has got the lead over the Tigers. Hastings looking for their first win of the season here tonight. Holdridge looking for their second straight win. Here's Erica Stoltz with the ball on the wing, moves it down on the baseline. That's a Chelsea Morton back outside the ring here. They get it to Gillespie. Now on the wing on the right side to Morton. Cross-court pass goes over to Juliana Burr. Now to Gillespie. Brings it back to the wing on the left side. That's Morton with the ball. Cross-court pass comes over to Stoltz. Pounds the ball down on the baseline to Burr. They're working around the Hastings High zone defense now. Here's a Morton with the ball back out on the wing to Burr. Entry pass inside to Jeldon. Now down in the left corner, here's a jumper put up there by Stoltz. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes out of Britton Thomas. So Thomas will get the start here in the second half despite three personal fouls. Nagy has got it down to Pencil. Entry pass to get it inside to Mays. Her short jumper is up there, no good from 10. Rebound comes down to Gillespie for Holdridge. They get it to Erica Stoltz. Erica brings it up, stomps out here in three-point territory. Goes over to Gillespie, puts it on the floor, dribbles here to the near side now. Hands it away to Chelsea Morton, out to Gillespie, down in the left corner. Erica Stoltz holds it, out to a Juliana Burr, down on the baseline to Morton. Back out of the wing to Burr, is working around the Hastings side zone. Down in the left corner, here's a jumper put up there by Stoltz, no good. Offensive rebound, foul shot good. Chelsea Morton scores. She's got 14 points in the ballgame. It is 45-22. Hastings High down by 23 points here in this one. Here's the Tigers working now. That's Melanie Nagy with the ball out here in three-point territory. Nagy dribbling with it, poked away. Melanie picks her back up. Here's a pass inside to Pencil. Her shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Thomas with a rebound. Thomas nearly fell out of bounds. She saves it, though, to Nagy at the free-throw line. Back out to Zoe Mays. Zoe inside the free-throw circle. Shot is up there. It's going to be off on the left side. No good. And the rebound comes down to Juliana Burr. Burr has got her now for a Holdridge down the near sideline to a Gillespie. Gillespie, crossover dribble, takes the ball to the free throw line. Back out here to Morton. Two-handed pass goes down in the corner. Erica Stoltz has got the ball. Stoltz now to Gillespie. Brings it back to Stoltz. Free throw line extended left side. Skip pass comes over to Juliana Burr. Now to Gillespie. Back down in the corner again to Stoltz. Three-pointer put up there. It's off of the front iron. No good. Foul on the rebound. It's going to go on Morton. Chelsea Morton picks up the personal foul for Holdridge. That's going to be her third as she knocks down Marika Van Brocklin underneath the hole. 5 minutes and 10 seconds to play. Here in the third quarter, it's a 45-22 ball game. 45-22 Holdridge with a 23-point lead over the Tigers. Still in this third period. Hastings High will inbound here in the backcourt. Holdridge will apply the pressure. Hastings has had problems with this. And now we got a turnover here on Hastings. Zoe Mays inbounded the ball to Nagy. And Nagy flips it back to Zoe. And she was still out of bounds, still out of foot on the back line there. So the Tigers turn the ball away. That's 20 turnovers on Hastings High. So Holdridge will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Stoles has got it. Moves it out here in the three-point territory. Down in the corner to Nelson for three. Shot no good. Ball tapped out. It's picked up by Isaacson. Keeps it alive. Now she throws the ball to the far side. It's tipped out of bounds. Tipped out of bounds by Marika Van Bronklin of Hastings. So it's going to be Holdridge inbounding the ball on the far sideline. End of the ball game now for Hastings High. There's going to be Paige Kennedy. Paige Kennedy into the ball game now for the Tigers. A 5'6" junior. 4:55 to play here in the third quarter. All Holdridge here tonight in girls basketball, 45-22. There's a shot from Stoles from the free throw line. It's going to be no good. It goes out of bounds. And Hastings will play things in. High school basketball here tonight on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Nagy working against the pressure to Zoe Mays, or passing the center of the floor. It's going to be intercepted. It's going to be intercepted. Here comes Holdridge back with the ball. That's going to be Gillespie with the interception. Gets over on the left side to Juliana Burr. Back out to Gillespie. Now to Isaacson. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Again out of 3 points there. It's way to Gillespie. Isaacson gets it back. Entry pass to Jeldon. It's working a little triangle. Now to the left side, Juliana Burr. Out to Gillespie. Bounce pass across the top to Isaacson. Down to Jeldon inside. A little ball fake. Drives to the hole. The ball poked away. Picked up by Kennedy. Kennedy's got it. Now to Nagy to Zoe Mays. Back the other way for Hastings High. Mays dribbles inside the three-point circle. Out to Nagy. Nagy now to Petzl. Drives the baseline. Shot is up there, and she's going to be fouled in a play. Bucket would not go, but a personal foul is going to be whistled here on Holdridge. 4:03 to play. Here in quarter number three, Hastings High trailing 45-22. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Jeldon. That's going to be her second. To the free throw line for Hastings will be Bailey Petzl. She's got 5 points in the ballgame. Shot is up there. It is good. She will have one more. Petzl just a 28% foul shooter in the first two games for the Tigers. Both losses to Seward and to North Platte. Now 45-23. Holdridge with the lead. Bailey Petzl will have one more here for the Tigers. 5'7" sophomore puts it up there. The shot is going to be no good, as it's an air ball launched up there from the free throw line. So it'll be Holdridge inbounding the ball here in backcourt. Halfway through the third quarter, Hastings High trailing 45-23. Got the boys' game coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. There's a Maggie Nelson down in the corner to Juliana Parr. Out here in three-point territory again to Gillespie. Down in the corner to Juliana Burr. Isaacson now, as Hastings High is playing a very loose zone defense. Down in the corner is Burr. Two-handed pass comes out on top to Gillespie. Now to Isaacson. Two-handed pass down in the left corner to Nelson. Just tossing a ball around the three-point circle here. Down in the right corner is going to be Juliana Burr. Isaacson. There's Gillespie again. Brings it back here to Isaacson. Hastings not pressuring the ball whatsoever. We're down to 3 minutes and 20 seconds to play in the third quarter. We can stand here all day. The Tigers not coming out and pursuing the ball at all, as Nagy is inching now toward Isaacson. Isaacson throws over in the far side to Gillespie. She just hangs on the ball. Here's Isaacson again. Brings it back to the other side. Gillespie. Nagy is the only one. Now they're going to get some help out here, as the Tigers are going to send out to Bailey Christie out there to chase the ball around. There's Gillespie. Gillespie trying to penetrate inside. We're down to 2:50 to play here in the third quarter. Holdridge just shortening the game right here. It's 45-23. Hastings High needs some possessions to get back in this thing. There's Gillespie dribbling with the ball. Jump pass down in the right corner. It's going to go to Juliana Burr. Back outside the ring again to Gillespie. Boy, Holder's doing a nice job running some clock right here. That's Gillespie down in the corner again. Juliana Burr to Maggie Nelson. Brings it back here. They're running the clock. We're down to 2 minutes and 25 seconds to play. The Tigers are very aggressive on the defensive end right here. Gillespie trying to dribble inside. Now she drives it down the lane. Stops. Jump pass goes down to Jeldon, and they turn the ball off. Turn the ball over. So they ran about to at least 2 minutes off of the clock right there. Gillespie drove the ball into the lane and tried to dump it away and out of the baseline to Rachel Jeldon. It was through her fingertips out of bounds. That is 8 turnovers on Holdridge here in the ballgame. The Tigers with 21. Needless to say, the Tigers are trailing in the ballgame. The score is 45-23. We're down to 2:11 to play Here in the third quarter, Petzl goes to Azoli Mays. Down low now. Britton Thomas, her shot is up there. It's no good, and she's fouling the play. So Thomas back into the ball game now for Greg Mays, playing with three personal fouls. And now she will go to the free throw line here. They're trying to hit a couple of shots. She was mauled in the play underneath the hole. Jamie Isaacson picks up the foul. That's going to be her first. Thomas to the free throw line. Got 2 points so far tonight. Shot is up there. It's good. Thomas now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line this season for 66%. Has not played a lot of minutes here in this ball game tonight. In foul trouble with 3. Next shot is up there, and it's going to be off of the back iron. No good. Battle for the rebound. Mays had it, and she's tied up in the play. Arrow pointing in favor of Hastings, so the Tigers will maintain control here as Jeldon ties up Zoe Mays in the lane. 45-24. Tigers still down by 21 points here in the ball game with 2:03 to play in the third quarter. Hastings will play things in to the far side. Did somebody touch it? It goes out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. It's going to be Gillespie, the last person to touch it there for the Holdridge Dusters. Hastings will play it in. Zoe Mays right in front of the Tiger bench down here in the corner. Mays holds on to it, finally gets it in. As Marika Van Brocklin grabs the ball right in front of Coach Mays. Now dribbles out here in three-point territory. Starts off left, now right. Bounce pass to Nagy. Nagy on the deep wing on the right side. Rainbow pass comes over here on the near sideline. Petzl with the ball. Brings it back to Van Brocklin on the wing. Van Brocklin out to Zoe Mays. Zoe dribbles in the lane, stops there. Double team comes out to Nagy. Nagy holds it against this man-to-man defense. Nagy goes over to Marika Van Brocklin. Free throw line extended right side. Behind his screen, moves it to the left side. Bounce pass down low. Shot is up there and in. Zoe Mays scores. Mays now with 8 points in the ball game. It's 45-26. Tigers down by 19 points with a minute and 18 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Here's Gillespie with the ball. Nagy will chase her down defensively. Flips the ball away to a Juliana Burr. Burr inside the free throw circle. Dumps it down to a Jeldon on the baseline. Rachel Jeldon dribbles back out into three-point territory. Now to Isaacson. Dribbles down the left side of the lane. Here's a pass down to the baseline. Shot by Gillespie from 10. Won't go. Rebound to Nagy, and she is fouled in the play as she is knocked down here in backcourt. Nagy is knocked down in the play. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Gillespie. That's going to be her third. End of the ball game now for Hastings will be Paige Kennedy. And going out will be Maddie Edelman. 55 seconds to play. They're in the third quarter. Holdridge continues to lead Hastings High in girls high school basketball 45-26. Tigers will play it in. That's a Van Brocklin. Gets away on a 3-on-1. Van Brocklin goes over here to Petzl. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Misses the easy one. Rebound is a fought for. It's picked up here by Gillespie. Long pass down the floor as they get it ahead. A driving layup up and in. Maggie Nelson scoring there. Maggie Nelson now has 7 points in the ballgame. 45-47-26 it should be. Here's Mays. Comes back the other way. Her shot in the lane is good. Zoe Mays now with 10 points in the ballgame. 47-28. 23 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Here's a Gillespie with the ball. Jenny Gillespie flips it away here in three-point territory to Juliana Burr. The ball poked away by Petzl, and the foul is going to be called. Bailey Petzl picks up the personal foul for Hastings. She got the tip there, but also commits the personal foul. The second foul on Bailey Petzl. That's going to be team foul. Team foul number one on the Tigers here in the second half. Holdridge has committed 5. Dusters have the lead, though, 47-28. 10 seconds. Ball's here on the near sideline. That's Juliana Burr with the ball to Isaacson. 3 seconds, 2 seconds from the free throw line. Here's a shot put up there. It's going to be no good by Maggie Nelson. It goes out of bounds, and that's the end of the third quarter of play. Three quarters in the books here. Girls High School basketball from 1230 KHIS. We'll take a break with a score. Holdridge 47, Hastings High 28.
Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back in Holdridge, it is 47-28. The Holdridge Dusters with the lead here over the Hastings High Tigers in girls high school basketball. At the boys game coming up next, scheduled tip-off time at 7:45 tonight. Boy, it was a big second quarter for Holdridge. The Dusters maintain their lead here as we head to the fourth quarter. It's 47-28. There's a long-range jumper by the Dusters. Deep in the left corner is going to be no good, but the offensive rebound, Chelsea Morton. Morton keeps it alive for Holdridge. Comes out between the rings now to a Gillespie. Hastings High will stay with their man-to-man defense now. Down in the left corner is a shot by Stoltz. It's up there. It's going to be no good, and a defensive rebound. Hastings has got the ball here. Here comes Zoe Mays with it now. Zoe comes to the near sideline to Marika Van Brocklin. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Ball is tapped away. Now we get a jump ball called. The arrow playing in favor of Hastings. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Donovan Trumbull at the end of the third quarter. It's St. Cecilia 48, Donovan Trumbull 21. St. Cecilia 48, Donovan Trumbull 21. That's after three quarters up at Donovan. Hastings High will play things in. They lob it just to the right of the basket, and it's knocked loose again. It goes out of bounds. They're going to give the ball here. They're going to give the ball to Hastings. They lob it to the right side of the basket. Zoe Mays down there on the baseline. She was covered up by a couple of Dusters. Ball is knocked loose, and Hastings High will play things in. Right in front of the basket, here's Kennedy. Her shot is up and in. Paige Kennedy on the inbounds pass there from Zoe Mays. That's the first field goal of the ball game for Kennedy. That's a 47-30 ball game now. Hastings High back within 17 points, and now the Tigers applying pressure back here in backcourt. And now head coach Trent Benjamin wants to call a timeout. So the Tigers now showing a little pressure here to start the fourth quarter. And Trent Benjamin wants to make sure everybody's on the right page here. 7:03 to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with the score. Holdridge 47, Hastings High 30.
Health and happiness. Kind regard for others. Honoring relationships. These are longstanding values of our hometown and state. Values that are important to us, too. Through generations of change and innovation, we've always offered healthcare focused on you. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, a tradition of respect.
1230 KHAS.
Adams Central leading Centura 33-26 in girls basketball heading into the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia leading 48-21 over Donovan Trumbull. Hastings High trailing. Holdridge by the score of 47-30. Here come the Dusters going back door. They get the ball to Jenny Gillespie, and she lays it in. Out of the timeout, Jenny Gillespie goes back door, and she's now got 9 points in the ballgame, 49-30. Here's Mays back the other way. Her shot with the right hand in the lane is going to be up and in. Zoe Mays, she has got 12 points, 12 out of the 32 here for the Tigers. Now Hastings High with a steal. Gets it down to Mays. Her driving layup, good. So Holdridge turns the ball over here against the Hastings High pressure. That's going to be the ninth turnover on Holdridge here in the ball game. And now we got some action down here in the baseline. A foul is going to be called on Hastings. Marika Van Brocklin is going to be whistled for a personal foul. The Tigers trying to turn up the heat defensively. Hastings High back to within 15 points at 49-34. That is going to be the third personal foul on Van Brocklin. So Holdridge will play things in. A long pass down the floor. Catching up with it is going to be Morgan, and her shot is up and in. Chelsea Morton scoring there for Holdridge. She's now got 16 in the ball game for the Dusters. Here's the inbounds pass intercepted by Morton. Her shot off the baseline is no good. Battle for the rebound. Hastings High comes out of there with it. That's a Zoe Mays with the ball. 51-34 is the score. Hastings High trailing. We played 2 minutes here in the fourth quarter. Tigers with the ball. Schmidt goes down in the corner now to a Paige Kennedy. Back outside to a Marika Van Brocklin. Gets away. Dribbles to the elbow. Right side of the lane. Bounce pass goes out to Zoe Mays behind the screen. Moves it to the top of the key. Mays down the left side of the lane. Hands it away. Alex Schmidt at the elbow. Puts up a shot. Good. Alex Schmidt scoring there. That's her first field goal of the ball game. That's now a 51-36 ball game. The Tigers trailing by 15 points. Here's Jenny Gillespie with the ball now for the Dusters. comes over here to a Chelsea Morton. She brings it up now on the dribble across the 10-second line. Brings it back into the offensive zone against the Van Brocklin. Hands it away. Driving down the right side of the lane is Isaacson. Her pass in the lane is going to be intercepted by Mays. That's turnover number 10 on Holdridge. 51-36. Hastings within 15 points. 5 minutes and 10 seconds to play here in the fourth. There's a Marika Van Brocklin with the ball. Dribbles here to the near side. Bounce pass down low. Trying to find Mays, and it's going to be picked off. Picked off by Gillespie. Long pass down to Floyd. Losing the ball out of bounds. It's going to be Juliana Burr, and the Dusters turn it away. Did Hastings I get their hands on there? Nope. Turnover on Holdridge. 11 turnovers on the Dusters now. Hastings I with 22. Erica Stoltz comes back into the ball game now for Holdridge. 4:56 to play in the ball game. It's 51-36. Hastings I will play it in. It's going to be intercepted by Morton. Her shot is up there. It's no good. And she's pushed from behind. A foul is going to be called. So Hastings I turns it away on the inbounds pass. And now going to the free throw line is going to be Chelsea Morton for Holdridge. She scored 16 points last week against Adams Central. She has got 16 points here tonight against Hastings High. The score is 51-36. Holdridge has got the lead. As Chelsea Morton will go to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. The shot is around the rim and down. She is now 3 out of 3 from the stripe tonight. Holdridge did a good job in the first half on free throws. At one point, they made 10 in a row. To start off the ball game, they were 11 out of 14 at the break. Here's the next shot. It's up there. It is good. So Chelsea Morton now with 18 points in the ball game. Hastings High will inbound down the left sideline. That's going to be Alex Schmidt with the ball. Schmidt gets it ahead now to Marika Van Brocklin. Tigers are trailing by 17. Here's a Negi with the ball. Melanie Negi gets away, drives it down the lane, dishes off at the last second down in the baseline. A shot by Petzl, no good. Gets her own rebound. Follow shot, no good. Rebound Kennedy. Follow shot, good, and she's fouled. Paige Kennedy gets the field goal to go down. Hastings High, good job on the boards right there. Three shots in the hole, and Paige Kennedy now goes to the free throw line and trying to make this a three-point play. So it's 53-38. That's going to be the sixth team foul called on the Dusters here in the second half of play. Foul goes on Juliana Burr. That's going to be her first. So Paige Kennedy to the free throw line here for Hastings. A couple of field goals and 4 points in the ball game. As Kennedy will toe the mark here for the Tigers to try to make this a three-point play. Shot is up there. The shot is good. She banks one home from the stripe. And it's now a 53-39 ball game. The Tigers not rolling over yet. Hastings High applying some pressure here in backcourt. That's a Chelsea Morton with the ball picked up by Nagy. Comes outside the ring. Juliana Burr's got it now. Circles down the right side of the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Bound for the rebound. Gets her own rebound back. Puts up a shot, no good. Rebound Jeldon. Follow shot, no good. And a foul is called. A foul here will go on Hastings. That'll go on Nagy. That's going to be her first. And going to the free throw line for Holdridge is going to be Rachel Jeldon. Jeldon has got 9 points in the ball game. She's 5 out of 8 from the line. That's going to be the fourth team foul on Hastings. This will be a shooting foul, though. So Jeldon will get a couple of free throws. The first one is up there and in. So again, one more. Jeldon now in double figures. She has got 10 points in the ball game. Hastings High trailing 54-39. 4 minutes and 17 seconds to play here in this one. Rachel Jeldon, next free throw is up there. It's good. 55-39. Again, Holdridge applying the pressure back here. Hastings High will inbound again. Morton gets the steal off of the inbound, and her shot is up and in. Here's another pass deflected out of bounds. Zoe Mays is trying to get the ball inbounded. And Chelsea Morton is guarding her. And boy, we have seen numerous turnovers here just on the inbound. As Zoe Mays now gets it into Nagy. It's a 57-39 ball game. Hastings High trailing. Here's a Nagy. Comes back here to a Mays. She is double teamed. Zoe trying to dribble out of here. Stops on the near side. In trouble. Gets it away. Alex Schmidt has got the ball down the near side. Back into the offensive scoring zone. Takes it down on the baseline. A pass to Kennedy is knocked out of bounds. Trying to get it to a Paige Kennedy. Right side of the hole there. It's knocked out of bounds by Juliana Burr. Holdridge doing a great job on defense here tonight. 57-39. Dusters with an 18-point lead. Hastings High will inbound. Alex Schmidt deep in the right corner. Shot is up there, partially deflected. The ball is ripped out of the air there by Juliana Burr of Holdridge. And here come the Dusters back the other way. Hits the ball ahead. Erica Stoltz right at the top of the three-point circle. Out to a Morton. Chelsea Morton goes over the wing. The left side to Burr. Shot is up there from three. No good. The ball tapped out of bounds. And let's see. We're going to have a personal foul called here. A foul is going to go on the Dusters. So that's going to be the 17th foul on Holdridge. And this one is going to go on Rachel Jeldon. That's going to be her third. And going back to the free throw line for the Tigers is going to be Paige Kennedy. It is 57-39. The Tigers are down by 18 points with 3 minutes and 24 seconds to play here in this one. Paige Kennedy will toe the mark for a 1-1 here. The Tigers now in the bonus situation here late in this fourth quarter. Kennedy with 5 points in the contest. As she toes the mark, shot is up there, and the shot is off of the iron and back down through the hole. It's good. Paige Kennedy gets the roll there as it goes straight up in the air, dances around the rim, and goes straight down through the hole. So Kennedy will have one more. Turnovers have been a killer for the Tigers here in this ballgame tonight. 24 unofficially for Hastings tie. Tigers are down by 17 points. Next shot is up there. That one's off the left side. No good. Offensive rebound. Hastings. The follow shot is up there by Mays. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Holdridge. Running back the other way. 3-on-2. Down the lane. Morton shot is up there and in. Chelsea Morton have an awesome night here for Holdridge. She's got 22. That's 59-40. Holdridge blowing the Tigers out of their cages here tonight. As a Zoe Mays drives it down the left side of the lane, she's going to be fouled into play. And now Mays will go to the free throw line here for a 1-1. Now goes on Morton. That's going to be her fourth. So Zoe Mays to the line. She's got 14 points in the ballgame here for the Tigers on 7 field goals. First time she'll be at the free throw line here tonight. Shot is up there, and the shot is going to be no good. Rebound is going to be tied up, and we got a jump ball called. Petzl is down with the ball there with Juliana Burr. Arrow pointing in favor of the Dusters, so Holdridge will come back the other direction. 3 minutes and 4 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Hastings High trailing by the score of 59-40. And now Greg Mays is going to clean the bench here. They have a whole bunch of new players coming to the ballgame now for Hastings High with 3 minutes left in the ballgame. Holdridge will do the same. So we're going to have basically 10 new players out there to mop up the ballgame as Holdridge is going to go to 2 wins and no losses on the season after this one. A win over Adams Central last week by 16 points. And here they have a 19-point lead over Hastings High. Here in their second ball game, the Tigers are going to drop to 0-3 after this one. This is Brian Dent with the ball. She has her pocket picked, but a foul is going to be called. So Brian Dent bringing the ball back here for Holdridge. Now what do we have? We got a turnover on Holdridge. A foul on Holdridge. It is going to go on Brian Dent. So she had her pocket picked, and then she reaches out and commits a personal foul. It's going to be the first one on her. Hoots to the free throw line. The Tigers will go there. A shot is up there by Taylor Musgrave. That's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Holdridge. So Taylor Musgrave gets in the scorebook with a missed free throw. And the Dusters will have the ball back in their offensive zone here with 2 minutes and 42 seconds to play. Ashley Albers into the contest now for Holdridge. Here's a pass out on top. Nobody home. It's going to go out of bounds here on the near sideline, and Hastings High will play things in. So Holdridge turns it away. That's their 12th turnover of the ball game. And the Tigers now have the ball back the other direction. 59-40, so the second and third teamers mopping up here for Hastings High. This is Bailey Christie into the ball game now for Hastings High. Goes over here to Taylor Musgrave. Out of the top of the key to Maddie Edelman playing with that brace on her broken nose that she suffered on the first ball game of the season. Here's Musgrave, her three-pointer from deep in the right corner is no good. And the rebound comes down to Holdridge. Dusters have the ball back the other way. Dribbling with it is going to be Brian Denton again, and she's going to be fouled in play as she is knocked down here on the near sideline. I'm going to say it was, it was knocked out of her hands. We got a foul called here again. Brian Denton is going to pick up another foul here for Holdridge. Had the ball knocked loose, and again, she commits the personal foul. That's going to be her second. And again, going to the free throw line for Hastings is going to be Taylor Musgrave. Musgrave, a 5'3" junior here for the Tigers, and her shot is up there. It's good. So Taylor Musgrave gets in the scorebook now. The score is 59-41. The Tigers are down by 18 points here in the fourth quarter. Taylor Musgrave will have one more. She dribbles here at the free throw line. Dips the knees, looks up there. Shot this time is going to be short, no good. Rebound comes down to Holdridge. With the board there is going to be Ashley Albert. She'll clear things out. Albert gets the ball to a Denton, and this time she's going to be fouled by Musgrave. So Denton and Musgrave getting together here in the last couple of minutes. Musgrave commits her first personal foul. It'll be Holdridge playing things in here on the near sideline. They'll get things to a Brian Denton again, picked up by Taylor Musgrave here in backcourt. Gets it across the 10-second line. Under 2 minutes to play here in this one. Holdridge with a lead, 59-41. Tigers playing a man-to-man defense across the top. That's Gabby Gracia with the ball. Gracia comes over here now to Ashley Albert. By the top of the three-point arc again. Back outside, Denton with the ball. Ball going to be poked away here by Musgrave, and now we got a jump ball called. Taylor Musgrave pokes the ball away, and a jump ball is called. That's going to be a turnover on Holdridge. The arrow pointing in favor of Hastings High. A minute and 35 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. It's 59-41. Holdridge with an 18-point lead over the Tigers. Hastings High back with the basketball. Here's Bailey Christie with it now. Christie goes over in the wing on the left side to Mo Boyd. A shot taken in the lane is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Gabby Gracia for the Dusters. Feeds it to the near sideline. The ball poked out of bounds there by Musgrave, trying to get it down here to Gracia. Holdridge will play things in. 1:19 to play here in the ball game. Both coaches have cleared the bench here in the final couple of minutes. We got the boys' game coming up next here on 1230 KHAS. In between games, we'll chat with Hastings High boys basketball coach Scott Rosno. So stick around for that. Tigers looking for their first win of the season here tonight. Holdridge with the ball. 67 seconds to play. Here's a shot in the lane. It's going to be no good by Albert. Offensive rebound by Denton. Follow shot, no good. Tip tries up there and in. Scoring the bucket there is going to be Sarah Banacek. So she gets a field goal here to give Holdridge a 61-41 lead in this ball game. Hastings High back the other way as Banacek scores for Holdridge. Now Tigers have the ball with 36 seconds to play here in the ball game. There's a long-range jumper from the left side. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound down here on the baseline. Scramble is on. They let him play, and finally it's going to be taken out of there by the Dusters. Holdridge back with the basketball the other way. Long pass down to four. They get it down underneath the basket, and shot is up. Ashley Albers scoring. Ashley Albers scores here for Holdridge. That's her first field goal of the ball game. 8 seconds to play. Here's a Christie with the ball at the free throw line. Lobs it over to a Musgrave. Her shot for three is going to be no good. Battle for the rebound, and we got a jump ball called with 1/10 of a second. 1/10 of a second remaining, and the arrow is pointing in favor of Holdridge. So the Dusters just need to inbound the ball, and this one is going to be over. They get that done, and that's the ball game as Hastings High will fall to no wins and three losses on the season. Holdridge picks up a win over Hastings High, and really the story of the ball game was a big second quarter by the Dusters as they outscore Hastings 27-9 in the second quarter alone. And the Dusters got out to a 19-point lead by halftime at 41-22. They go on to win this baby here tonight by 22 points over Hastings High. The final score, Holdridge 63, Hastings 41. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beamans Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified trained technicians. Beamans carries several brands of heating systems such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beamans also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service, or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beamans today at 402-462-2311.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
The clear choice. The right choice. The expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields and machinery glass. The Auto Glass experts, Jeff, Brent, and Fred, will come to you. The mobile service number is 402-463-0025. And a reminder from Auto Glass experts, get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. The Auto Glass experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
And we're back here at Holdridge High School. The girls' game's in the books here this evening as Holdridge takes care of the Hastings High Tigers. The final score is 63-41. Hastings High actually had the lead early in the first quarter at 7-5. Holdridge then went out on top by a score of 8-7 in the ball game. The Tigers were stuck on 7 for a long time. In fact, the Dusters rattled off 9 straight points after they had that 7-5 advantage. Dusters rattled off 9 straight points to grab a 14-7 advantage over Hastings High. Tigers closed the gap a little bit by the end of the first quarter. It was 14-13 in favor of Holdridge at the break at the end of the first quarter. And then the Dusters outscored Hastings High 27-9 in the second quarter. Went out on top at halftime by a score of 41-22. And the Tigers did not mount a challenge in the second half. Holdridge led 47-28 after the third quarter. And the Dusters again winning in this ball game by a score of 63-41. So Hastings High drops to no wins and 3 losses on the season. Coming up next for Hastings High, they have got a game with Columbus coming up next week. That will be on Tuesday night. Meanwhile, the Holdridge Dusters, they go to 2 wins and no losses on the season. They will be off now until the 16th of the month when they play host to Gothenburg. So again, Hastings High drops one here tonight to the Holdridge Dusters by a score of 63-41. We'll take another timeout, come back and check the scoring in this ball game right after this.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Experience the joy, magic, and peace of the Christmas season at Bob Sass Flowers. Bob Sass Flowers has the most unique and festive ideas, including wreaths, seasonal bouquets, and poinsettias. Shop the Oohs and Ahs level for even more gift ideas. Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hi, we're in between games here in Holdridge. The Dusters picking up a win in the girls' contest tonight over Hastings High. The final score is 63-41. Checking the scoring for Hastings in the ball game here tonight. Zoe Mays led the way for Hastings High. She had 14 points in the ball game, 7 field goals. She was 0 out of 1 from the free throw line. Mays scored 6 points in the first half, 8 more in the second half. She was the only player for Hastings High to reach double figures here tonight. Bailey Petzl had 5 points in the ball game. She had a 3 and a 2-pointer, and she was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Also with 6 points was Paige Kennedy. She had a couple of field goals, and she was 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. Maddie Stokes had a couple of field goals and 4 points. Britton Thomas battled foul trouble most of the night here tonight. Ended up with 3, had a field goal, and she was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Also with 3 points was Melanie Nagy. She had a 3-pointer in the first half. Alex Schmidt got in the ball game, hit a field goal for 2. Marika Van Brocklin held to just 2 points tonight on a field goal in the first half. Taylor Musgrave got in the ball game late for Hastings High, hit a free throw in 2 attempts for 1 point. Hastings High unofficially 5 out of 10 from the free throw line in the ball game tonight. And I had him with 24 turnovers in the basketball game. The Holdridge Dusters led tonight by Chelsea Morton as she finishes with 22. She had 10 in the first half, came back with 12 more in the second half at 9 field goals, and she was 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. Chelsea Morton with 22 points for the Dusters. Rachel Jeldon had 11 points. Jolden knocked down a couple of two-point field goals, and she was busy from the line tonight, 7 out of 10 from the free throw line. The other scorers, Jenny Gillespie, had 9 points in the game. She had a three-pointer, a couple of two-point field goals, and she was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Maggie Nelson had a 3, a couple of two-point field goals. She had 7 points. Erica Stoles had a three-pointer and a two-pointer. She had 5 points all in the first half. Juliana Burr had a three-point field goal, and she was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for 5 points. And then Ashley Albert out of the ball game late, hitting a field goal for 2. And also scoring was Sarah Vanacek. Vanacek got in there late and had a field goal and 2 points. Again, Holdridge wins it here tonight in girls high school basketball. It was the Dusters 63, Hastings High 41. Hastings High now 0-3 on the season. Holdridge improves to 2 wins and no losses. Stick around. We got the boys' game coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. Hastings getting set to take on Holdridge. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll chat with Hastings High head boys basketball coach Scott Rosno as Hastings High basketball continues on 1230 KHIS.